All right, people, it's good to be here. Good to be here. We owe God something tonight. I said we owe God something tonight. Amen. Now, I tried to get out of this because I had other things that I thought that I needed to do in this camp meeting. But since I didn't, I've had a burden on my heart for some time. I feel really more like just talking to you than I do preaching. I was born across the hill here about 4 miles the way the crow flies in the year of 23. My father was a bootlegger. And every family that I knew, would you bear with me? Come on, brother. Every family I knew in this country at that time either made it, bought it, drank it, or sold it. We didn't have a Bible in our home. But one day, a man with the name of Will Nichols, when I was the age of 15 years old, to make a long story short, a man by the name of Will Nichols and his wife, Sister Alta Lee, Brother David's mother, rode a mail truck, the best I remember, in here and held a revival at Moore. You don't know where Moore is. It's only about 3 miles, 3.5 from here. And in that revival, I got under conviction. I didn't know what conviction was. But from a little boy, I knew there was something that I didn't have. But many a time, as I lay in the bed and looked out the old board roof, with no ceiling, could see the stars at night. We didn't have God in our home, Brother Bull. I knew there had to be something. They was having a baptism on Richland Creek just a few miles below Moore. I was a 15-year-old boy. A group of the young folks that I knew ganged up on the bridge to make a sport, I suppose, of what was going on, because baptizing was very rare in this country at that time. And I stood there for a while till David's mother, a very devoted Christian, began to raise her hands and praise God and speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave her utterance. I intended to have as much fun as they did, but the fun changed into tears. That lady's face looked to me like it shone like an angel. I left on the south end of the bridge and got under some tag alders, wiping tears, weeping, because God's conviction had seized my heart. Yes, a night or so after, God moved on me in such a way in that meeting that I made my way to the altar. My Sunday suit was really messed up when I came out of there. My tough nut overalls and a white shirt was absolutely a suit. This old building was a double floor, held a lot of clay dirt that dampened you down once in a while or oiled it a little, I suppose. And along about 1 o'clock, I came out of that altar. But I was a brand new boy. I was a brand new boy, 15 years old, they said it will never last. But I started a walk that night with the Lord. How many ever remember the time that you started your walk? You started, you probably stumbled, you staggered, you felt weak kneed, and you felt like that maybe sometimes that you'd never make it. But I tell you, that night we rode horseback about 3 miles after I came out of that building. I'd never saw the stars shine, Brother Tommy, like they did that night. Come on, I said I had begun a walk with Jesus Christ. There has been highs and there's been lows, but I thank God there hadn't been any outs. I soon learned how to remedy those outs. Now let me tell you, folks, we must have a relationship with God. Did you hear what I said? We must have a relationship with God. We must have a relationship with God until we have a walk with God. I went on just about a year to the same time that I had gotten saved in the month of September in the year 39. I hadn't received power in my life that God told me I could have in His Word. But I didn't know anything about the Word of God. I knew a little. I knew that I had read where folks received the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I said, that's good enough for me. I know I begin a walk. I know I begin a walk. Now come on, stay with me, folks. I know I begin a walk. But I know that there's something more than this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got hunger for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I started tarrying. I didn't know that people actually shouted and danced in the Spirit and lost all hopes. Amen. Lost themselves. I didn't know. Amen. That people really got in the whirlwind of the South, that they didn't know what is going or coming. But I got hungry. I began to pray. I began to seek God. My dad was a bootlegger. He sure didn't like it. I was a 15-year-old boy that tried to mind Dad in about everything he told me. But I tell you, I was having a devil's a book, I'll guarantee you. But in the meanwhile, I tarried. I remember one night I was in a little prayer meeting, and the Lord spoke to me in this prayer meeting. I had gotten beside myself, got up in the middle of one of their beds in the living room. Of course, you had a bed in the living room. Amen. But God spoke to me and said, son, the Holy Ghost is yours. I said, I know it, Lord. I know it. But where is it? I came out of that room, I was so hungry. But I was still in that walk. I was reeling quite a bit, Brother Dean, but I was still in that walk that I had started. Still in that very walk that I had started with Jesus Christ. About 2 days later, I had went home, gone home with my brother. My dad was telling the folks that I was disturbing everybody around there, up the creek. I got a chance to go with him to pull blade fodder. Now that's out of your head, out of your mind, and most of you don't know what blade fodder is. That's when your corn gets ripe and you pull the strip, you cut the top out of it, and you put it in a shop, you pull the blades and you tie them in a bundle, and if you never did carry them, you don't want to, because you carry them and let them scratch you and then get right sweaty and you'll think you got bees on you. But I'll tell you, I wasn't interested in the fodder. I wasn't interested in anything in that place, but my oldest brother had the baptism. And I think he'll pray with me, or he surely won't try to fight me out of it. But I still had a walk. Come on. I said, I still have that walk. Now, come on with me, folks. Bless God, when you start for God, you better keep that walk. You better keep that walk, and I still have that walk. We rode a big black horse from Richland Creek, which was a 10-mile trip. I jumped up behind that saddle, amen, like a proud kid that was going to the store for his first time. Amen. We got over here just about 1 mile to the old home place. Folks, I don't know why I'm saying that. I didn't intend to do this, but I'm doing it anyhow. Amen. But we got there, got down on a flat rock. I said, yes, pray here. The sun was just about to go down, about an hour high, a little less at that time. Got on that flat rock, and we had a prayer meeting. I would have liked to stay right there. Hallelujah. Come on, say, how many got the baptism tonight? How many begin a walk? Thank God. Amen. I would have loved to stay right there. But after a while, we wound up and we got on up to the house, and his wife said, we got supper ready. Supper wasn't looking good to me. I had started a walk. Come on, I said, I had started a walk. Amen. And I wasn't satisfied with where I was at. Thank God with the Lord. And I said, amen, I know there's more. And instead of eating, we went down to pray in the old living room where Dad had had so many old square dances and waltzes and shin kickings and fist fights and hair pulling and just about all of it. But I want to tell you this. Amen. When I knelt down by the old bed that was in the living room, I made an altar there. I knelt down by that bed. My brother and his wife knelt down somewhere I don't know where. Amen. I said, God, if you don't fill me with the Holy Ghost, I'll be here when daylight comes in the morning. When the sun comes up, I'll still be here. I have started a walk, Dean. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I said, I'll be here. Amen. When the sun comes up. And just, and it seemed to me in a moment of time, just a short while, there was something poured out on me up at the top of my head, and it felt like a warm oil. It just started down, drifting down. Amen. And when it got in my feet, it also got in my tongue. Hallelujah. Now you can shake Tim's if you want to. You can claim the Holy Ghost if you want to. I tell you, there's some fruits that's born. Amen. With the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you're trying to walk this thing without it, you better get it. And that hit my feet. My feet went wild. My tongue went with them. Man, I was between the floor and the ceiling. If I was ever on a high, I was on a high. Amen. If you had never got a Holy Ghost that wouldn't shake you up, bless God and let you know that you had something to help you walk this thing out, amen, to the end, you better think again. Oh, hallelujah. About 30 minutes, they said, I wasn't looking. They said about 30 minutes by the time that the Spirit was lifted for a moment. The devil backed me up on the bed and he set me down. Now, come on, folks. I'm talking to you. Just like he has a lot of you. He said, you prayed it. Then there was anybody act like you did. Man, I didn't know what to do. That was the first time I'd ever been challenged with the devil like that. You know there never was. And I sat there. I don't know how long. And I began to talk to the devil. If I ever talk to the devil, I'll talk to him that night. I said, devil, we have had the square dance, the round dance, and the waltz in this home. We've had fist fights, shin kickings, and all that went with it. But never in my life have I had anything that would compare with what I've got now. Oh, brother, if you thought they got away the first time, you ought to have been there the last round. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to tell you that I started a walk with God. Amen. That I didn't intend to quit. Bless God. And I'm glad to tell you and to report to you. Amen. If you started a walk with God, you better stick with it, folks. Because it's too dangerous to fail. time, the first time, no comparison. That made me an hour and a half, according to the clock, that the Holy Ghost had me, absolutely had me. Amen? We got folks that's paddling around the edge and wading in about ankle deep and saying, oh, God, fill me. I tell you, when you fill you, it's when you empty up. I said, when you really empty up and then search for something else to get out, then's when he'll feed you.